Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
The Odyssey app has all of our OPPs.
Mm-hmm.
How do we get it?
You download it.
From
AUDACY.
How do you get it? It's an app.
Okay, Grandpa.
Okay. Yeah. This is an OPP we're about to do. What's it about?
We've got Alan today. He's got a question about meeting the parents for the first time.
Ooh.
Okay. Alan?
Yay!
What's going on? You ready to take that big step?
Well, so listen, I've been dating my boyfriend for about 6 months now.
Okay.
I came out as gay years ago, but it, you know, was much more recent for my boyfriend. Anyways.
Okay.
We're planning on visiting his parents' house for a weekend to meet them for the first time. And he's already warned me not to get too, like, handsy or affectionate while we're there.
Mm-hmm. Not at all? Or, like, not in front of family?
Let's not make out on the couch.
Well, I mean, I guess I'll say this. He's never introduced a boyfriend to his parents before, and he feels like they'll both be a little bit uncomfortable. So it's really, I mean, it's almost everything. It's, you know, like being affectionate in general. Almost.
Like, okay. Is he specifically saying, if we're walking into a restaurant, don't hold my hand? Like, has he gotten down to that far?
More or less. Holding hands, kissing, kind of like asking me to basically like not do any of that.
Do you do that like here? Like normally?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I don't think any more so than any other couple. Like,
okay.
You know, it's just as you do. Like, I'm
because there are some people that just, like, no PDA at all.
Right.
I don't understand those people.
I don't either.
I want to be like,
get after it.
Yeah.
See, I'm closer to one of those. I'm not fully that way, but especially even with parents still, like, married. We've been married almost a decade, have kids, all that stuff. And I still feel, I mean, there's certain, like, I wouldn't grab her butt. Like, I would hold her hand, absolutely, but I wouldn't.
In front of her father specifically, right?
Specifically.
I've always felt
very
strange. Like we have an understanding, her father and I, right? It's like, I know that you know that I know, but I'm not going to like rub your face in it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. Like there's a level of respect with parents and then there's this.
So, but is this that? That's what I'm saying. Like, I've had a super affectionate girlfriend and my parents are pretty like one generation off of farm people. And I remember driving up to Longmont going, you're going to dial that back a little bit.
Oh,
like, you got to dial it back. You can't, like, go for a crotch grab. I'm like, you know what I'm saying.
Who's going for a crotch grab in front of mom anyway?
Well, I mean, but also, there's something healthy. You're going to be mad at me. There's something healthy. I kind of want I know if it was my daughter, I'd want to twist the guy's head off.
Right.
But at the same time, I want her in a loving, affectionate relationship.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
So I would think your boyfriend, Alan, would be like, don't you want to show, doesn't he want to show his parents, like, look, I love this guy.
And I'm super happy.
Yes. And we're like,
mm-hmm.
we like wasn't dinner great? Here's a smooch. Like,
and that's, yeah, for me, in my experience, that's, it's changed once we've had kids a little bit, because if there is a little flirting, then especially grandmas go, oh, maybe there's going to be another grandkid.
Oh, God.
You know, are like, you for real? Kind
of like, yes. So, but they like the, like what Slacker's saying. It's like, oh, you guys are loving and flirting, but I still have the like, but your parents and we should be a little more formal.
Yeah.
Okay, Alan, I have to, I'll be the one who asks the uncomfortable thing.
What?
Do you think if he was straight, he would have had this conversation? Or do you think he's just afraid of rubbing his sexuality in his parents' face?
Well, I don't really know. It just, for me, it feels like he's trying to hide me. And if I'm not able to act normally, it's going to be like his parents won't meet the real me. They're not going to see, like, well, because I do feel like we love each other, and that's why I'm going to meet his parents, because that sounds crazy, but I'm going to do it.
So he's still, I mean, I do love that he's out.
And he's
willing
you
to
home.
Bring you. But then it's like,
do you have any idea what his parents are like? Have you FaceTimed? Have you? No.
No, like, that's a great question. Like
has
they,
there been any sort of like, do you get the feeling that he might be more conservative for them than you even need to be?
I guess I don't really know. Maybe okay. That's a good question for me to turn around and ask. Because it's not really, you know, I don't ask too many questions. I try to go with the flow and let life take me where it leads me. And it's led me to him. So I got to be pretty happy about it.
Real quick, 303-222-5423. If you've been in this situation, like, do you dial it back out of respect? And is this because he's recently out? And it's like, I kind of get maybe he's babysitting. Like, I'm picturing it's the difference between having parents in Boulder and having Iowa parents. Do you know what I mean? It's like Boulder, super, super progressive or whatever. It's like, who cares? But like one generation off the farm, they're like, what are you doing?
Well, I'm from California. I know. I grew up there, but my fiance is from the Midwest. So I did have a little bit of like, his parents, I don't know if I've seen them hold hands or kiss.
Right. So you dial it.
I met them the first time, obviously we weren't like making out, but I made a point to be like, no, we're going to keep holding hands and like kissing and they'll get used to it.
I never wanted to, like, my wife was from Brazil. South American women tend to be very demonstrative, and I never got comfortable having her kiss me in front of my dad.
At all?
At all.
Not even just a
Not
smooch?
At all. Mm-hmm. Because my parents just, like, in my estimation, my parents had relations 4 times. Because there are 4 kids. Like, they're just not, they don't strike me as like.
But like, you know that's not how
I
that works.
I don't know that. Well, I don't know.
I have a question, so I don't know. So forgive me if this is wrong. But you said this is the first boy that he's brought home. So is it, in his mind, like, I brought girls home when I was 15, 16, like, and I've gotten through that. So is he just reverting back to like, I've never done this before, and so let's just take it easy, just like I would have when I was 16, but I'm assuming you're not 16. So I don't know that that makes it okay. Does that, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He hasn't done this before.
It goes back to a new experience.
Right.
And yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe, but like at the end of the day, it just makes me feel like maybe I shouldn't even go. And that,
don't do that, Alan.
No, because you want to support him.
And I hate that.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think he is thinking about it from your side. What it feels like to be told, I know you love me, and I know, and I want, and I love you, and I want you to meet my parents, but act like somebody else when we're there. I mean, that's
but also
what?
Maybe the compromise is like this one time, you really pull back.
But then,
and then the
like,
next time,
because it is
it's full force.
Yeah, it is the first time,
right?
So
I know, but then also, like, if I were the parents, I would think, well, these guys don't even like each other. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, if Alan's not being himself, you're like, what are you seeing? This guy's a dud. Because Alan's gonna be
Alan,
like,
you're
oh,
not
I've
a
heard
dud.
That. Can I touch his hand? Like, can you imagine second guessing the things you just naturally do?
Yeah.
Like, oh God, I accidentally touched his butt. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
You'd be awkward the whole time. So, Alan, hang on. We're going to get you some advice. I just can't imagine. It's
that,
got to be the hardest
you
thing.
That did really made him nervous.
I think it did. So that's why
sure.
I have him on hold. But that's exactly how you would be. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're trying, it's a terrible analogy, but if you're trying to like, if I'm trying to not curse, if I went to see, and it's like, you guys know me when we're not on the air.
Yeah.
If I'm not cursing, then what am I even saying?
Something's wrong for right. sure.
Yeah.
And I would just come off as awkward.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They're not teenagers. And even you and your kids, you're imagining them, but your kids are teenagers. It's right. like you have to imagine them 10, 15 years right. from now.
Yes.
And they're adults, and there is a different level of, like, you would expect hand-holding, kissing,
at
or whatever.
Least.
Yeah, flirting. Yeah.
Crotch grabs. Least.
Yeah.
What do you mean at the least? Like, what's the most to you?
You're listening, honey. You can throw one in.
All right, Alan's about to meet the parents, or is he? And his boyfriend has said, no touching, no PDA at all. What should he do next? 303-222-5423.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're trying to help out. This is a really interesting situation. Alan has a boyfriend. His boyfriend is out of the closet, but not like...
It's fresh.
Yeah, it's new.
And he's going to meet the parents. Alan is going to... And his boyfriend is like, yeah, you're absolutely going to meet my parents. But when we get there, don't be you.
Well, he said, when we get there...
Don't be affectionate.
No PDA.
Yeah.
But that's him.
I know.
Like, I don't know how, I would not want to have the constraint of just, even like if you said, don't say the word kumquat. Well, it doesn't come up in my everyday thing, but then the whole time I'll be thinking, don't say right. kumquat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it would just change who I was for the whole visit.
Yeah, no, I get that.
So now he's thinking about not going at all.
That's not the answer though, because that's limiting your entire relationship. When this might just be a little, you know, a little blip.
Yeah.
What?
Jen?
Why?
Why? What do you think?
Considering the whole situation, it's very fresh for his boyfriend. And I would think that he would be a little more patient. And his parents. His parents have just come into this whole world with their son, and it takes a lot for a lot of parents to really take in what is going on.
Yeah.
So I mean, there needs to be patience on all sides, and it's not easy. And it's I think it's just something that Ellen will have to let slide for one moment, one yeah. time, and see if, you know, if the original introductions go well,
then maybe they can
open up a little bit more, but yeah. I think being proper and respectful, at least from the get-go, is very ideal. And it's not just for same-sex couples, it's
right.
for double genders too.
I do think this isn't because of that.
No.
It's probably more difficult for the dad to like accept it, but
or
it doesn't
to see it.
Right.
Like, they can accept it, but then also seeing it.
But again, like I said, with my dad, he didn't want to see
anything. Right.
He didn't want to see his, like, getting handsy or anything. So thank you for the call, Jen. B.
Hi.
What do you think?
So I think Alan should go to the boyfriend's family's house and respect his wishes. I was also in that same situation.
Okay.
And it actually took me 2 to 3 years before I could actually tell my family, mainly because of the way I was raised.
Mm-hmm.
And so all I got told is it was wrong. So it was hard for me to tell them. And it gave me a low key identity crisis, which is probably what the boyfriend's dealing with. Right.
Yeah.
The second thing is I knew once I told my family that I was with a female, because I am a female, that I was going to lose my family. And that was a really big fear. So that took me 2 to 3 years to say, hey, I'm okay parting ways, which ended up happening to me. I ended up losing my family once I told them, but I think you should respect that because it has nothing to do with Alan as a person. I'm sure you're an amazing guy. I think the boyfriend just has a lot of internal issues and it's going to take him time to tell his family.
Yeah,
you can't force your point of view.
No, right. And it's hard not to take this personally because it does feel, I'm assuming to Alan, like you're trying to hide me right. When it's like maybe I grew up in a different area. I don't know.
And the boyfriend has told his parents.
Yeah.
He's
it's just
out.
The next step of like.
Yeah, coming out is one thing, but then coming out like out.
Right.
Is like, it's just bigger. Like, and again, I think this applies to non-same-sex couples. Like,
totally.
Hey, I have a girlfriend. Also, she does terrible things to me when we're alone. And like, you don't have to you don't have to put it all. It's like, right now, she's just a girl who I'd like you to meet. She doesn't
they're
have
not,
to.
They're not terrible. I like them.
You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, but I don't want to see them.
Yeah. Thank you, B. Sorry about your family. Judy.
Yeah, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
Good.
Hi. So here's the thing. I have really strict parents. I don't have any skin in this game, but I think you just have to respect your host. You know, you have your whole lives to be yourselves with each other. Yeah. You know, you can hold hands. You can be close to each other, but you know, just respect who you're with. Just, you know, anywhere you go. I mean, my parents were very non-kissy. And, you know, just let that be. Just let them be who they are. They'll let you be who you are. They know what's going on. Hmm. They know, they can see what's happening. Just let that be.
I like this outlook a little bit.
So you just, okay.
But like she said, like let them be who they are. You be who you are.
They don't want to see you touching or loving on each other. They know what's going on. Just let
them
be.
Don't rub it in their face.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Hopefully they'll let you be who you are. But you don't have to do that in front of them. When my brother brought home a girlfriend, we're not a kissy family. He brought home a girlfriend who was kissy and holding his hand and touching. I was awkward. I was young and I was awkward. So we gotta let people be who they are.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say like watching anyone kiss anyone is a little awkward?
Yeah. You don't have to not be gay. You just have to not be.
I kind of like it.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered.
Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.